Good Wednesday. Today is September the 18th, and you're listening to My Farm, with fertilizer making agricultural headlines as we take a look at what is going on with fertilizer prices and also some concerns moving forward with production as we get into the new year and other countries that are impacting what fertilizer is available. We'll take a deeper dive into this and more after this message from our sponsor.
Sponsored by Seed Consultants, simply the best value in the seed industry. Learn more at seedconsultants.com.
Taking a look at your agricultural headlines, average retail fertilizer prices for 7 of the 8 major fertilizers continue to be slightly lower than they were a month ago. For the 7th week in a row, no fertilizers had significant moves. The 7 fertilizers that were lower in price compared to where they were last month include DAP with an average price of $739 a ton, MAP at $813 a ton, potash came in at $486 a ton, while urea was $490 a ton, 1034-0 was $638 a ton, UAN-28 was $327 per ton, and UAN-32 came in at $364 a ton. Now, just one fertilizer was slightly more expensive. Anhydrous ammonia had an average price of $676 a ton, but that was up just $1 from the month prior. If you break that down to a price per pound nitrogen basis, the average urea price was 53 cents a pound, anhydrous was at 41 cents a pound unit nitrogen, UAN-28 was 58 cents a pound, while UAN-32 was 57 cents per pound unit nitrogen. Prices for 3 fertilizers are higher compared to 1 year ago. DAP is 1% higher, while 1034-0 is 4% more expensive. MAP is 9% higher than last year. And prices of the remaining 5 fertilizers are lower, with anhydrous down 2%, potash 6% less expensive, UAN-32 is 7% lower, and UAN-28 is 8% less expensive, while urea is 13% lower compared to a year ago. Now, in a related news story, lower commodity prices in 2024 have forced farmers to sharpen their pencils to be profitable in their crop enterprises. Add the fact that some fertilizer prices did not drop and some fertilizer prices are actually more expensive compared to last year, and profits could be squeezed in the last half of the year. Rabobank recently published its semi-annual fertilizer outlook, and in that report, its fertilizer affordability index is currently in the neutral range for both nitrogen and phosphorus, while potash could see downward price movement. However, Rabobank said it is likely this index will shift negative later in the year, with continuing supply issues affecting global nutrient pricing in nitrogen and phosphorus fertilizers. Several global factors could affect the short-term outlook and should be monitored closely, according to the report. Rabobank reported the nitrogen market should continue to see some price volatility, which is a common pattern in this nutrient market, and there are several factors leading to the uncertainty. Now, in phosphorus, less supply in the global phosphorus market will likely mean prices will remain above historic averages, and a lack of clear strategies from the top 3 exporters, that being China, U.S., and Morocco, is playing an important role in the lack of supply, according to Rabobank. The one nutrient that has a positive outlook over the next 6 months is potash. Rabobank reports that ongoing supplies continue to come from sanctioned regions recently purchasing contracts by China and India, and saturated demand from Brazil. The renegotiation of supply contracts from India and China is a significant development in the potash market, and market news reports indicate both countries are negotiating to lower purchasing price by 12% less than the price they currently pay. Stay tuned. We'll be back with more after this message from our sponsor.
Williamson Crop Insurance, home of Decision Max. Decision Max allows you a simple solution to analyze your operation and make informed marketing and crop insurance decisions to mitigate your risks. Manage your whole operation in one place with the ability to blend counties, marketing, and insurance coverage to give a complete overview of your operation. Williamson Crop Insurance, protecting the Eastern Corn Belt since 1980. Learn more at cropcoverage.com.
Thanks, Joe. Well, changing directions, USDA's Farm Service Agency recently provided this fiscal year's acreage enrollment numbers for conservation reserve programs. USDA's Rod Bain has more.
USDA's Conservation Reserve Program currently has an acreage enrollment cap of 27 million acres per the 2018 Farm Bill. But as Farm Service Agency Acting Deputy Administrator John Burge explains,
we had a gap of about 2.7 million acres, including roughly about 482,000 acres that would be scheduled to expire at the end of this fiscal year.
Recently, FSA announced its acreage enrollment within CRP for the fiscal year.
This year, we accepted just about 2.2 million acres for enrollment through that suite of CRP programs,
bringing total acreage to close to the 27 million acre enrollment cap. Breaking down acreage enrollment by various CRP offerings.
Under general CRP, we accepted nearly 200,000 acres through the general CRP sign up, bringing the total enrollment there to 7.9 million acres.
While for grassland CRP,
we had an acreage enrollment of 1.44 million acres, bringing that enrollment in that working lands program to more than 10 million acres. That includes some priority areas with the greater Yellowstone ecosystem in Dust Bowl areas, adding just about 560,000 acres in those two priority zones, bringing that total enrollment to 3.8 million.
There is also the continuous Conservation Reserve Program sign-up.
So far, we have accepted about 565,000 acres, bringing that total up to about 8.5 million acres.
Continuous CRP acreage enrollment offers can be accepted by FSA until the end of this current fiscal year, when the current Farm Bill and its authority regarding the Conservation Reserve Program is set to expire. Burge says given the recent popularity of CRP, as reflected in acreage enrollment among ag producers and landowners,
even when we account for all of the different scoring opportunities to glean out the best acres available for CRP enrollment, given the needs of the producer and the objectives of the department, that popularity is not going to wane.
I'm Rod Bain reporting for the U.S. Department of Agriculture in Washington, D.C.
Thanks, Rod. That's what's making agricultural news on my farm. For my 102.7 WMYW, I'm Dusty Sonnenberg. You have a great day.